Now we'll be joined by our guest. He's Bruce Arians. He was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals before he announced his retirement just a few weeks ago. He joined us on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com to discuss his defensive coordinator and the new defensive coordinator for the New York Football Giants, James Betcher. Coach Arians, you got John Schmelk and Paul Dottino here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Thanks for stepping off the golf course. I appreciate the sacrifice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. I just wish I was putting a little better.
Trust me. I know where you're coming from. A couple questions, Coach. Let's start with this. What type of coach is James Betcher? Is he a fire and brimstone yeller type coach, or is he more of a low-key communicator type coach, or do you think it's not fair to put him into either one of those corners of the quote-unquote coach personality chart?
Yeah, I think he's a unique personality. He's got both. He's a great teacher. Great communicator in the classroom. Now, if it's not done right, he can get real demanding. That's the way coaches should be. As long as players don't take it as criticism, they just take it as coaching, and they'll be fine.
What is it about him, Bruce, that prompted you to promote him to defensive coordinator after Todd Bowles left? And did you have any conversations with Pat Shurmur when he was trying to fill that spot? He obviously told us that he remembers playing the Cardinals and having just a horrible time against those defenses. That's kind of what caught his eye. But were you at all given any conversation or any thoughts about bringing him over here with Pat Shurmur?
Yeah, I talked to Pat a couple of times, and, you know, just to reemphasize how good he is. And the job he did was, I mean, it speaks for itself. We went from struggling early this year because of lack of communication to being one of the top 10 defenses the last half of the season. And it's all because Betch and his ability to teach and continue the game plan and get guys in the right position to be successful.
And I know, obviously, Coach, he runs a traditional base 3-4 defense. Pat Shurmur was asked about that at his introductory press conference, and he said, well, you know what, it's more of a multiple defense, and you're a nickel so much that base front really doesn't matter so much. I looked at the tape. I saw a lot of plays in passing situations where he only is two traditional defensive linemen on the field. How would you discuss his philosophy in terms of his odd and even fronts and how he likes to use personnel up front?
Well, the biggest thing is start with pressure. He's going to go after people. He's going to put pressure on the quarterback in all situations. Very, very hard to run the ball against this defense, having gone against it myself for 5 years. And, you know, so it's going to be pressure. It depends a lot on the corners, how much man-to-man versus zone, because we played both, but we drafted our guys to play man-to-man. And not let a quarterback dink and dunk us. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. He can switch. Even in the base front, the R3-4 become 4-3 a lot of times easily. And that's the hard thing. They've got so many multiple fronts that he can play and utilize that personnel they have up there.
Coach, you mentioned pressure, and I just want to kind of piggyback on that point for a second. His blitz percentages the last three seasons have gone down a little bit, as has the number, at least from last year to this year, the amount of man-to-man you played. Was that more a product, you think, of game situations where, you know, a lot of times coaches will be a little bit more aggressive when you have leads more often? Do you think that was more based on game situations or personnel or a philosophy change?
More personnel. Front foot was getting there. You know, Chandler Jones and the crew, they were getting after the quarterback. So when you have front four that can get home, you don't have to blitz as much. You just blitz for fun.
Well, you know, Bruce, I want to talk about that for just a second. Again, Bruce Arians, retired Arizona Cardinals head coach, joins us here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. I'd like you to, if you can, describe for me how you think the key pieces to the Cardinals' defense can be translated when we look at the Giants defense. I mean, I think that Olivier Vernon can be a Chandler Jones type. I think that Janoris Jenkins can be a Patrick Peterson type, and so forth and so on. Could you maybe identify for me two or three or even four key players that you think will translate well on the Giants roster to what the Cardinals system was under Betcher?
I think you take that entire front four and start with the safety.
Collins.
I mean, Landon Collins is a bigger, stronger Tyrann Mathieu. He can do everything. And that's one of the key things is having a multiple position safety that you don't know if he's playing man, zone, middle of the field, blitzing. And having those two safeties that can play multiple positions, obviously the corners are, you know, those both those kids can play. Janoris can play man-to-man. Eli Apple can play man-to-man. I mean, he was a heck of a player coming out of college. So I think the pieces are there to be multiple. You don't have to sit back and just say, hey, we're this or that. That's the beauty of Betch's defense. You really don't know what you're getting week to week.
Yeah, yeah, Coach, and it's funny. I saw the same thing when I went back and I watched some of your games this year. In some situations, you know, Deion Buchanan and Buda Baker were really playing almost inside linebacker positions in weird nickel or, you know, dime situations, depending on how you want to classify personnel. How important is it for his scheme to have those athletic guys in the middle of the field that can not only tackle in the running game, but also drop back in coverage if you have to, if teams decide to run play action on you or throw it on second, third, and long?
Yeah, I think that's the critical thing, speed at linebacker. You know, Deion Buchanan, we drafted as a safety. He became the quarter of the first hybrid small inside linebacker who can cover tight ends, cover backs, and still be physical enough. And that's that Buda Baker is that type of safety I'm talking about. You know, you're going to have two or three of those, and that you never know where those three guys are. But finding that speed linebacker, if say there was one deficiency of watching – the Giants, when we played them, is that linebacker core needed to be upgraded a little bit.
Well, let me ask you this. How much freedom did you give him? Was he given total control of the defense, or did you have some input on that as well? I guess I'm kind of curious because we're talking about all this creativity. I'd like to know how much of that was actually generated from his own playbook.
No, it's all his. The only time I clicked over on that side, they knew I would play. I want to blitz everybody on the field, play cover zero. Well, I just had a certain look on my face when I looked down there. It's time to send them all. But no, I never had anything to do with the game plan, the personnel, the way, you know, they asked me some questions. How tough is this? And being an offensive coach, you say, oh, that's going to be really hard. And, you know, so that's my input.
Coach, final one for me, or I should say next to last one for me. For an offense, I know you mentioned his ability to stop the run and then pressure. What else about his defense stands out that really makes it difficult for an offense to consistently move up and down the field against? Because if you look at simple production against your Cardinals defense the last 3 years, it was always in the top 10, sometimes in the top 5. Teams just couldn't sustain long drives against you guys.
Yeah, third down football. We spent a lot of time on third down football and red zone off, obviously. But third down, you got to get teams off the field. And we weren't very good early in the year because of that lack of communication with three new guys. And then they got so much better and really were tough at the end. I think we had more three and outs maybe than anybody in the league the last five games.
And, Bruce, let me ask you this. He's coming to New York, which we all know is the media capital of the world. The spotlight is hotter here than it is anywhere else. How will he adapt to the pressure of New York? And the expectations here are high. The Giants anticipate that they're going to be able to make a quick turnaround with the changes that they've made.
Oh, I don't think that'd be any problem whatsoever. He's got a great personality, not afraid to answer any question. And, you know, he'll adapt fine because – you know, like I said, I got the same expectations as you have. I think with Pat running that offense and Betch running the defense, the Giants are going to be somebody to deal with quickly next year.
I almost, looking at the tape, Coach Arians, drawn by Bruce Arians, former coach of the Arizona Cardinals, it looked like it almost didn't matter to him if his rushers on the side, whether it's Chandler Jones or Hassan Reddick, he didn't really mind if they either had their hand in the dirt or they stood up. It's almost as though he let them on certain plays, if they were more comfortable, to stand up and rush, do it that way. Did he have a preference for his, you know, defensive end slash 3-4 outside linebackers rush with their hand in the dirt, or did he like them standing them up?
Well, that's one of the things that made him very, very valuable to me when he started coaching Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis in Indianapolis, who were defensive ends and turned them into linebackers. And then John Abraham, who was one of the greatest sackers ever, came to us and he turned him into a linebacker. So once those guys found sight lines that they liked standing up, they could always put their hand in the ground and go. But once you stand up and get your sight lines and you get a good get off, they don't know if you're dropping rushing, so it adds more to the defensive position, his flexibility as a rusher.
Well, Bruce, congratulations on a great career. We hope your health is well, and we hope you enjoy retirement, whether that be golf or the broadcast booth or whatever you decide to do.
Well, I hope it's a combination of those two, and I am healthy, so I'm having a hell of a good time right now.
Coach, I know you have a relationship with Pat Shurmur. Just want to ask your opinion on him really, really quick before we say goodbye to you. It seems to me, watching what he's done in Minnesota this year, that he picked up a lot of stuff from Chip Kelly and from Norv Turner, who was in Minnesota, and his offense has really evolved since he was a traditional West Coast guy under Andy Reid. Have you watched a lot of his stuff with the Vikings this year in the postseason,
Oh, yeah.
End of the year? And do you think he's really adjusted and added a lot of that stuff from those two most recent coaches he was with?
Yeah, I think one of his forte is he puts an offense for his personnel. And I think that's really good coaching. When you don't just have a system and run your system. I got these players. How the heck can I get them guys scoring points? And that's what Pat does. I mean, he took each one of those quarterbacks, and he fit and tailored the offense to him. Lost his running back and kept on going. That's a telltale sign of a hell of an offensive coach.
Hit him long, hit him straight, Coach. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time today. Enjoy
Thank you,
your
Bruce.
Back nine.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.